Scorching Hot. Hot 20.
Official prediction.
Hey, it was lit this afternoon, and today's hit prediction is from one of my favourite Australian singer-songwriters. She's 26 years old. She's worked her butt off, and she joins us right now.
Hey, it's Vera Blue in the Hot 20.
And it all comes rushing back, rushing back. Ain't no broken pride, and these aren't things for cuts.
Hello, Vera Blue, how's it going?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, good. What's life for you been, you know, in this new version of normal that we're living in?
It's been pretty interesting. It's been, like, obviously really sucky not being able to go to festivals or play festivals. There was a lot of touring last year that was really amazing. But I guess in a way it's been really good because I've been able to knuckle down in the studio, work on new music, and also just, like, not go on a million flights. So I've been able to work on physical health and getting to bed early and stuff like that, eating well.
Like learning that Nana life.
Yeah, 100%. I'm going to bed at like 10. It's so weird.
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah. I get to like 9:30. I'm like, oh, I'm so tired.
What time are you waking up in the morning?
I'm waking up at 7, so I go on exercise. So
that's a lot of sleep you're getting.
I know, 10 it's to ridiculous.
7. That's good.
But I guess I go to bed at 10, but I don't fall asleep probably until like 10:30. I just end up just laying there kind of just thinking about my schedule.
Yeah. And I'm like, that was me last night. I was thinking, what will I talk to Vera Blue about? I was like so wired about it.
Going to bed early, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, so Lie to Me is the brand new stunning single. How long has this one been in the making for?
We've been working on this song for over a year. So it came at a time when I was falling in love and I was experiencing all the butterflies and all the beautiful things. I love heart eyes, all those things that come with falling in love. But I guess like, in my instance, I have been through a few heartbreaks. I've been rejected and things like that have really left a mark and have hurt me a lot. And I think a lot of people, you know, can relate. These things happen, but it kind of, yeah, made me feel a little bit paranoid and a bit anxious. And it was, had me talking to the voices in my head a lot. And it had me asking myself questions like whether I'm going to, trying to figure it out, trying to like plan it all out. Like, am I going to get my heart broken again? Do I just enjoy it and be naive and just go for it? So it's literally about that.
Now, look, I'm actually like a Vera Blue fan and I am a fangirl kind of fan, but I didn't know that you were on The Voice back in 2013.
I sure was. Yeah.
What a little nugget in your history.
Yeah. I had that experience and it was like, it was wild. I got to know Delta Goodrum really well and she's a beautiful person. And it was a really nice kickstart to my career. And yeah, it was cool. Like, given the time to really delve into my artistry and find something new and exciting.
The 20 biggest songs of the week, the Hot 20.